WJTL Palo Alto today, futures calling. Good morning to you at 7:21.
Good morning, this is intern Katie with your weather for the week. We still have a heat advisory through Saturday. Appropriately for our first day of summer, it's going to be mostly sunny and a high of 94 today. Tonight, clear with a low of 70. Friday, we're looking at sunny and hot with a high of 96. Saturday, mostly sunny and hot with a chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms and a high of 97. And Sunday is also sunny and hot with a chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms and a high of 99.
Ooh. Currently at 69, our very special guest today, Greg Schmalhofer, is with us. He's with Hope Recovery. Good morning again, Greg.
Yeah, good morning, Fred.
Great to have you with us. Tell us a little bit about the message that you're trying to communicate to those who are in need of recovery.
Yeah. Well, the main message is that there is always hope with God, and that recovery is absolutely possible when you bring God into your life. Oftentimes, the feeling is that it's not possible, and that God is, they've done too much bad in their life, that God is not able or willing to forgive them.
Yeah.
But that's not true. The message that we like to share, that I like to share, is that the God of the Bible is a loving, caring, and compassionate God who wants to help you, not only be successful in recovery, but successful in life. And that includes being, you know, restoring relationships and restoring your life.
Yeah.
And so that's the main message that I'd like to share.
Yeah, you mentioned that the 12 steps really are the gospel, really are there for anybody that wants to find it.
Yeah, the 12 steps really are very much about God.
Yeah.
And when you look at, in particular, step 3, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understand Him.
Yeah.
You know, that's all about God. And then step 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out.
Wow.
I mean, that's a wonderful message, and it's part of the 12 steps.
Yeah, I love that. Do you have any stories about people whose lives have been transformed through this ministry?
Yes. You know, many lives have been transformed, and folks have expressed how grateful they are that God has saved them and restored their life. One in particular was a gentleman who came to the faith-based recovery and had said his story was that he used to, in his addiction, would rob banks.
Yeah.
And through God intervening in his life and him giving his life to the Lord, over time his faith and his life was so restored, he was able to go back to that bank for a loan and got approved then for the loan.
Amazing.
And so, you know, just lives that can be dramatically changed through faith in Christ.
And I love the restoration of that one, too. That's a great story.
Yeah.
Now, you guys have a recovery ministry. You have books. You have podcasts. You have ways to reach out. But I know one of the messages you want to get out is for churches that if they don't have some of the resources, the resources are out there.
Yeah. Yeah, and thank you for that, Fred. Even if a church does not have a recovery ministry and they're not able with the, don't have the resources to provide that, at least have various faith-based recovery information available, resources available. Certainly these books or many other wonderful faith-based resources that they can have a presence in their lobby or where their library or somewhere that people, and throughout every church, there are individuals that struggle with addiction. And so if they see this information available in their church, that would be not only an encouragement, but could be a dramatic turning point in their life.
Some of the resources out there are your podcast. What's the name of your podcast?
It is the Hope Recovery Podcast.
Great. How can people find it?
Just go to the website, hoperecovery.us. That is there, links to the books and other resources as well. And there's a link to the Grace and Hope Recovery Support Group as well.
Yeah, lots of opportunities for you to find out about recovery. Greg has 3 books, The Hope Recovery Devotional, The 12 Steps of Recovery, and The 12 Keys of Faith-Based Recovery. These are all available wherever you can find books online,
Amazon, Barnes
spots.
And Noble. Yeah.
Yeah. Greg, it's been so great to have you as a guest. Once again, we want to invite people, hoperecovery.us. Thank you for coming in today.
It was my my pleasure. And thank you. Thank you all very much. And thank you for making it such a fun time.
This was a fun time.
Well, we're super excited. Greg has blessed us with a set of three of his books. We have the 12 Steps, the 12 Keys, and also his devotional. So right now, caller number 3-717-392-3690. Greg's going to bless you with these books. Caller 3-717-392-FM90.
Yeah, we'll announce the winner right before birthdays, too. Here's Hillsong United, So Will I, 100 Billion Times. WJTL. God of